so we can jump right into our catechetical moment. We are still talking about the sacrament of the altar, and today the question is, what is the benefit of this eating and drinking? These words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. So this is pretty similar to what the answer to the question of, well, what's the benefit of this washing or of this water from baptism comes. And it's also pretty similar to what's the benefit of confessing your sins and receiving the absolution. And in many ways, this is the answer to the question of, why do you come to church? And the answer is to receive the forgiveness of sins. And you do that really in those three primary ways. You receive it through the word primarily, and then you also receive it through baptism, through confession and absolution, and through the Lord's Supper. And so that is why we come. We come because we know that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. We don't come because we're better. We don't come because we think it will somehow earn us salvation or anything like that. We come because salvation is already ours, but we need that forgiveness for our sins that is being offered here. And so that is the reason. That's the reason why we have the Lord's Supper, why we have baptism. In a lot of ways, it's the reason why we gather together at all. And so I would encourage you to continue to remember that, to continue to think about that when we have the Lord's Supper.